I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hillmail.
Really? You're going to run the 5K? You'd be lucky if you walk the 5K.
On WAAF.
All right, today's Hillmail voicemail messages are brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union for the lowest rates in Boston on mortgages, home equity loans, first-time buyer programs, and more. Visit cityofbostoncu.com, the City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. I will say it's very difficult walking on the Sunday after the Jingle All the Way 5K for me. I have a lot of trouble getting up and downstairs.
Yeah.
But it's for a good cause.
Yeah, it is.
So I hope you'll...
No biggie.
Yeah, what's a big deal, right?
Yeah.
If Gronk can play with the punctured lung or whatever the heck it was, I should be able to run a 5K. 100%. So next Saturday, week from this Saturday, Jingle All the Way 5K to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. Run with me and celebrate Christmas, and you can get details when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. Here are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages that have been left in the previous 24 hours.
8:05 a.m.
Boy, what's the City of Boston going to do next? Charge me for the bag that carries my nuts?
The credit for that joke goes to my nuts guy. I don't want to be accused of stealing.
Yeah, you're going to pay, or I guess you're going to be charged an extra 5 cents for any kind of bag if the city council in Boston votes today to enact that. So it doesn't matter whether it's paper, plastic, sheepskin, so whatever kind of bag. Yeah. If you're a bag user, if you can't carry your stuff out of a store or out of a restaurant with your hands, then you get charged extra, because that's the way we do things here in Cuba.
Do it like BJ's.
What's that?
Do it like BJ's. Just take a box with you.
Right.
Yeah, you can't. The box is probably, you're killing trees. It's the cardboard and the,
really?
You probably can't use the box.
Well, it already existed, so it's like the reusable bag. If you're bringing in a reusable box,
then I guess okay. Where are you supposed to store all your bags?
Leave them in the back of my car.
You do? You have bags in the bags.
I have one tote, and then I throw the other ones in.
Yeah. What if you're a person who just loves new bags? Like, I love new bags. I mean, I love new plastic bags. I always like to get a new, fresh plastic.
Then you're a selfish
plastic.
Prick who doesn't love the environment.
Is that what it is? I don't care about...
I just get a kick out of the politicians. If they really cared, they'd charge you $5. They'd make the plastic bag $5. So then you know, what's 5 cents?
What is 5 cents? What's the big deal?
Like, if we don't care about the planet and we want to use plastic bags, do you think 5 cents is going to bust our nuts? I don't think so.
Tuesday, 8:49 a.m.
Doctor, please help me. My friend's car was just attacked by a wild animal. He's been rushed to the hospital. I need to know his condition.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm unable to give out that information. It would be in direct violation of the HIPAA laws.
End of message.
Oh, that was excellent.
Yeah. 24 hours later.
9:47 a.m.
You know how you could tell Greg is a real one percenter? Because he's always saying that nothing is worse than anything that's not really a big deal. Nothing's worse than someone that's trying to get off the plane faster than you. Nothing's worse than undercooked meatballs. Nothing's worse than losing $5. Is there anything worse? Yeah, there's lots of things worse, like having to work 12 hours a day. Those things are worse, Greg. Those things are worse.
End of message.
I gotta tell ya. Put in a lot of hours. I don't know what you people think I do, but I don't roll in here, work 4 hours, and then go nap.
You don't?
I'm working day in and day out.
Why do you close your office door at 10 o'clock every day? What's going on with that?
Day in and day
out. What's happening in there? Private meeting?
Monkey, bring me my reusable bags.
6:04 a.m.
LB's right. Kids have been crying over toys since the beginning of time. My Uncle Jebediah, he didn't talk to his mother for a fortnight when he did get his whooping stick.
End of message.
Hey, I grew up, I was a poor kid.
Yeah.
You know, all the other rich kids had all the best bikes, the best, you know. I didn't get, the best Christmas gift I got took until fourth grade. I remember in first grade I wanted a banana bike with a backrest.
Yeah.
And
everybody loved the banana
and
bike.
And apes for, yeah, for handlebars.
Yeah.
And I get shut down by my stepdad and my mom Christmas after Christmas.
When did you finally get a bike?
I got one like in grade four.
Yeah.
I mean, the great gift that I got every year was from my real dad, who was, you know, left when I was four. But every year he would send me a brand new pair of skates at Christmas.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
How was
it's
that?
Tough. I mean, if you can't find that gift that the kid wants and then the kid is upset, I mean, it's not, it's heartbreaking.
You're done.
But they get over it pretty quick, let me tell you.
You just have to deal with that like day and a half.
Now you give your little one a letter from Santa apologizing for being a lame-o welcher.
Now you just download the letter from Santa that says, sorry, we can't get you the Hanimal. What's it called?
Hatchimal.
The Hatchimal. I'm sorry you wanted the Hatchimal, but the eggs aren't hatching until January.
6:39 a.m.
Ah, this is Colin Kaepernick, and I wear my Hitler t-shirt because Hitler loved his dog.
End of message. 5:37 a.m.
Hey, Hillman Kid. I know it's been a crazy month when everybody threatened to leave, but I'm putting my 2 weeks in. Trumpsky's giving me Secretary of State, but I told the guy, I'll do it. But you gotta appoint some of my friends, like Cam, Snacks, Richie. We're gonna run the White House.
End of message.
I'd be a quality politician.
You think?
You bet.
What type of things done. What do you mean? Like, what type of a position would you be qualified for?
I'd be the solution guy.
What do you mean that there's no such thing as the solution? You mean like the?
You mean like dissolving Alka-Seltzer in water?
Well, just be the chief of staff.
Show me the problem,
and you fix it.
You bet.
Yeah.
I get the right people together. We get in a room.
They'd fix it.
Come up with a solution and be done.
Now, would you be a little bit behind when there was a world crisis because you were getting the news from the Boston Herald, the paper? Would that be a problem?
You're going there with politics in America. They get everything done on time. The first guy to get stuff done on time is Governor Baker.
No, why don't you run against Nancy Pelosi? She's about to be out as the minority leader.
Oh no!
She's
very close to staying in.
I could not be happier.
Calm down.
Lyons the Speaker of the House. Was she the former Speaker of the House?
Her party is no longer.
That's a good gig. Sit around in a chair and then just go. Guy from Indiana. Gavel. Go ahead. You got five.
Gavel it.
Clack.
Gavel it.
5:35 a.m.
Buddy, what's that noise? Oh, don't worry. That's just my other girlfriend finishing off my other boyfriend. You sure that's not Greg running for the 5K? No, it's just one of my extra girlfriends.
End of message.
I like Greg and Corduroy.
Here's an 857 text that says, Greg, you're telling me that your house has a PlayStation room, an island in the kitchen, several walk-in closets, but no place to keep a dozen folded up reusable grocery bags. Well, I was just being facetious.
I was just being facetious.
5:59 a.m.
Yeah, I truly believe that their praying must be good for the Mormons. It's just as good as sex because I tried praying last night on my ride home that I'd get home in a reasonable amount of time, and apparently I was pegged. You pick a phrase. I hate it when it rains.
End of message.
All right. It is 8:12, and those are today's Hillmail voicemail messages. Thank you for participating.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.